Alright, welcome to this week's lesson, and what I want to talk about today is really the cornerstone of change, in my opinion, and it's about asking better questions, okay? The fact is this, that regardless of what plan you're following or what you're attempting to do in any area of your life, there's going to be ups and downs, you're going to do well, you're going to screw up. You're not going to be 100% perfect, okay? And so when you screw up, the question is, what are you going to do at that point? Now, a lot of times what happens is people will be following an eating plan, everything's going great, they eat too much, and then they say, oh, why is this always happening to me? Why do I keep screwing up? How come I can't follow a plan? When that moment happens, it's much more effective to begin asking, how can I follow that plan in an easier way? How can I eat in the way that's going to give me the body I want and enjoy it? Okay. Now, granted, you may not have the answer to these questions right away. But the point is that it's going to create a whole new mental pattern in your mind, a whole new way of thinking about yourself and the behaviors that you're going to follow, okay? And as you begin to think about that, as you redefine that, and you begin asking that question of yourself, you're going to find that the whole process becomes easier. You won't believe, you know, once you start recognizing the questions that you're asking yourself, okay? That's the point here. Once you start noticing the questions you're asking yourself, you're going to recognize a lot of times they're negative questions that cause you to beat yourself up. So you say, why can't I stick to a plan? Right? And then it's just off to the race. Oh, because you're lazy, because you're fat, because you're stupid, because you've never done it, because your mom said that to you, because you grew up here, because you did that. And it just goes on and on and on, and it just loops. Right? And you ask that question, just the whole thought pattern loops. And the whole thought pattern makes you feel bad, makes you feel like a failure. So what you want to do is, even when you screw up, that becomes, how can I do it better next time? If I could change one little thing that would have made it easier, what would I have done? Okay? Now, this isn't positive thinking. You're not saying things that are wrong or not working are working. It's not that. It's not that, oh, everything's great and it's going to make it great. It's about clearly recognizing where the problems are and articulating and defining how you want to solve that problem. Okay? What is the solution? What's the answer for you? And it's not just about what to do, okay? We've been sold diet after diet, exercise routine after exercise routine, where it says do this, okay? But the presupposition now becomes, well, that doing that, well, it might help me lose weight, it's a miserable way to live. So for you, the question becomes, how can I lose the weight? How can I eat in a way that gives me the body I want and enjoy it? How can I do it in a way that's fun, right? That's interesting, that I can do long term? These different questions put a whole different idea in your mind and allow you to create a whole different future. Now, the flip side of that as well is that when you start asking better questions, you tap into your own creativity. Okay? So it's not just about replaying all the negative things that you've ever thought about yourself or ever done. It's about creating this new life that you want. And this is a big difference. I've studied so many people who have been overweight and permanently lost the weight. Lost it for a long periods of time, okay? And what they've done is they have changed in their mind their strategies and how they think of themselves. And part of that happens because they begin asking better questions, questions that give them the results they want in a way that they want it, okay? It creates solutions. I want you to understand that. Dieting is not a solution, okay? Because very often it's very uncomfortable. It's not something that you can do long term. A solution is when you find an answer. Once you find a solution, you don't need to keep thinking about it. Okay? You know it. Right? So I want you to understand that. So as you begin asking better and better questions, you start being aware of the questions that you're asking. Your ability to articulate and define the problem and find the solution is going to increase tremendously. Right? I'm going to give you a clue here. You think so quickly that oftentimes you won't even catch the question. What you will catch is the conversation that happens after the question has been asked. So, I gave you the common example is, why can't I stick to a plan? Right? Why can't I stick to a plan to get the results I want long term? Okay, and then a person goes into their recording of, well, because of this, and because of this, and this, 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 this. And so, it makes you feel bad, but you don't even know why. You just know that you're feeling bad. Well, it's because you're thinking about all the times that you failed or that you haven't followed through or that you screwed up. And if you keep running those thoughts through your mind, you start to feel bad. So if you notice during the day that you're feeling bad, Okay, and I'm not talking about, you know, just tired or whatever from work. I'm talking about when you start feeling kind of depressed, frustrated, irritated. When you feel that way, I want you to recognize that what started that was a question. Okay? A lot of times you'll just hear the chatter that comes after it. But I want you to begin noticing the habitual questions that you are thinking. All right? They become like mantras. How come this always happens to me? Why can't I do this? Why is it so difficult? Right? Why do I keep failing? And you need to recognize these questions and transform them into solution-oriented questions. How can I make this easier? How can I make it so that I have this routine that is just automatic for me and gives me the body I want, etc.? Okay? So again, the easiest way is begin intentionally asking yourself solution-oriented questions that are going to give you the results you want and the answers you want. And when you are feeling negative or bad throughout the day, I want you to recognize that you have asked yourself a question, you're answering that. If you can recognize the initial question you asked, that's great, and put a red flag up and begin to become aware of when you're asking that question so that you can change it into a more resourceful, solution-oriented question. Right? Now, if you practice this, I promise you, it works in absolutely every situation. I've been in the most depressing, negative, horrible situations, and I've used this technique. Okay? I'm not saying it makes everything beautiful and great, but it did make things better at the least. And what I think has happened ultimately is through asking these more solution-oriented questions in all areas of my life and getting in the habit of doing that, it has helped me in all areas of my life get to where I want to be. Am I exactly where I want to be in all of them? No, but I feel that I'm moving in that direction. I can feel it now. Okay? And that's what can happen with you. And I promise, when you start doing this with foods, how you can get yourself to eat at the right times, the right foods, how you can make it easier, how you can make it so that you'll do it, okay? You start thinking in that way, you're going to be amazed at the answers that you already have within yourself, okay? So play with this and begin to create the patterns and the habits and the results that you truly want, and do it in a way that's enjoyable and fun, okay? Be bold with your questions, okay? Articulate really exciting answers that you could get. Right? So as you define it, really don't be afraid to ask for exactly what you want. Right? Because you'll be amazed at how your brain starts working differently. Okay? So play with this, use it, and I'll talk to you next week.